Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, Nichnas Solo Tzipor Tachas Knofo. If a bird flew underneath your shoulders on Shabbos, and it's tired, he got caught there, he can't get out now. A bird was flying around outside, got caught on the arms, he got caught there. Is the halacha of chur now with tzayid, but you can do the tzayid. Is the chiddush yoshev u'misham riyachet echshech. You're allowed to just stay there and watch it until it gets nighttime, until it gets dark, until it comes to Metzoy Shabbos. Trashi tachas kanofav, tachas kanfek susoy. Under your arm, under your begodim. V'yein yochol lotzeis, the bird can't get out. Sheninal b'fon of melev. He got caught by himself, so you didn't do any yisr. The bird flew here underneath and got caught there. The chiddush is yoshev u'mishamer. Joshi came. You're allowed to stay there and just make sure he's still watched. Ve'eino tzarach liftoach le'chalein. You don't have to open the window. Or what do you don't have to open up your jacket to let him go out. The eino yelushomer. It's considered like you're just watching what was done by itself. You didn't do a ma'aseh tzeda. That's mutter. More moser Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Our Mishnah says yoshev harishon ala pesach u'maleihu. When one person sat down at the door and filled up the whole door, so now the deer inside can't get out, he did an iser tzeda. He's like catching the deer on Shabbos. Well, bo hashem to be yoshev tzidai. The second person came now and sat next to him, so he's not doing anything because the door is like closed already. Is alpha pisha madarishin. The Mishnah says the chiddush. Even the first one gets up and goes away, v'olach loy, and now luchura, who's stopping the deer from going out? The second one, still harishin chayev sheni poter. It's only the first one, not the second one. The second one is not doing anything because when he sat down there, the door was already blocked, so he didn't do any tzeder. So the more my lad, the lashon of Mishnah is poter aval osur. It says the second one is poter, but mashmitz osur. Why is it awesome? The Rabbanan is awesome. Because he's sitting there now, the deer can't get out. So he's supposed to get up and let him go out. So the same thing should be this last halacha. When a tzipor came in under your arms, see, even though now he's caught, for the chur, you shouldn't keep him that way. You should have to open up your arms and let him go out. Because kol zaman, you're keeping him that way. Mashma from the Mishnah, it's awesome in the Rabbanan. So the Gemara loy. Potter or muta? I tell you, pshan al Mishnah is, it's potter and it's muta mitchila. Like the second one did nothing. When he sat down, the second one, the door was already blocked from the first person. So the second one did not do a ma'aseh tzeder. Either the first one gets up, he's not mechuyev to get up either, the second one. He's just sitting there and watching the door that was already locked from before. So it's mamash mutter metchila, I'll tell you the Mishnah means. So the Mara Hochi Nami Mistarva, I'll tell you that's a svara, that's pshat in the Mishnah also. The Yitoni Sefer, because our Mishnah ends off with a modern marshal. But after it says it's potter, the Mishnah has to say, Halom is the doima, what is this doima to that you stop closing your door to watch your belongings? So tomorrow, Lom is the doima, Lener les beis l'shomer, the Mishnah says it's the doima to closing your door just to watch your house. The nimtza tzvi shomer b'toichai, and it came out by itself that the tzvi is captured by itself inside. Is mechlal the potter amutter shvamina? That's a clear rhyme when the Mishnah says potter, it means it's potter and mutter to do metchila. Because if it wasn't mutter, the Mishnah wouldn't say a svaron. Halom is zedayim elonoyles beisay. It's time you're closing your door on Shabbos. You don't have any das whatsoever to capture the deer. You just have das to close the door. Stam, it shouldn't be cold, or you don't want ganofim to come in. So that's mutter. Here also it's mutter, because you did not do the ma'aseh tzeder. Even though you're watching it now, watching it means nothing. Some are ikah the army. Some say like this: Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, afana na metanina. We also learned. Even though the first one got up, like our Mishnah says, the first person went away, is a rishon chayev asheni poter, and the second one is poter, because when he sat down, he did not do a tzeda. The door was already blocked from the first person, so he's not doing any ma'aseh tzeda. Is my love poter and muter? My love, the Loshna Mishnah means right away poter and muter. So what then also about this case when the bird fell flew into your under your arms? And he's caught there, he can't get out, you're allowed to keep him that way. So the Marloi, I'll tell you, potel avalosa. Our Mishnah means it's potel avalosa, so there's no riot to Rababa. So the Marloi, me, the Tony Seifa, Abhalom is Adoy Milanoilis, basically Shamroi, with him to Svi Shama Betoichoi. The Mishnah says a swara though, that the reason why it's muta for the second one, because it's as if he's just closing the door to keep his house watched, is Mechlal the potel mutter. So when the Mishnah is Mash Mechlal, it's potel mutter, Shvamina. Taka Raya to Rababa, and that's where we're blibing. that the Mishnah means it's mutter mitchila, and here also, when the bird flew by itself underneath your coat, so he's caught there, you're allowed to keep him that way the rest of the Shabbos. You're now mechuyev to open up your coat and let him fly out. Why? Because you didn't do the ma'aseh tzedem. Ayla ma'aseh, you staying that way, you're blocking him from going out now. So what? That's mutter in the Mishnah. If you're just blocking him from going out, but you did not do a ma'aseh tzedem, that's mutter. The Easter has to be that you, when you're shas, you did something, you're capturing him. Here, the ma'aseh tzedem, the bird did himself. Or here the Maaseh Tzedem, the first one that sat down, blocked the door, did the Maaseh Tzedem. The second one didn't do a Maaseh Tzedem, it's mutter. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel, the Yisoid is, Kol Pturei de Shabbos is Potter Avalosa. The Ma, wherever it says Masech de Shabbos, Loshen Potter, Potter always means Midiraisa is Potter. Midiraisa is no Issa Diraisa. But Avadim and Rabbonin is still Osa. That's like Shmuel. Kol Pturei de Shabbos, wherever it says Masech de Shabbos, Potter, Avadim means Avalosa. It's awesome, the Rabbonin, Labar Mayhani Tlat. There are three cases, the Potter or Mutter. That here it's Potter, and it also means even with the Rabbonin, it's Mutter also. Chodeh Ho. One is our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says here, where a Tzvi ran into a house on Shabbos, and one person sits now in front of the door to block him from coming out, he's awesome. He's doing a Maaseh Tzedem. The second one that sits right in back of him is doing nothing. And it's mutter for him to sit there. He's not doing anything. Even when the first one goes away, still it's mutter for him to stay there. Because that's not called a ma'aseh tzedem. But tzedem has to be by a ma'aseh tzedem. You have to first go to do something to block the deer from going out. When you first sat down, it was mutter. Now the first one goes away, the second one is blocking the deer. That's not called a ma'aseh tzedem though. Stam sitting, it's like the Gemara says. Somebody closes his door because it's cold outside. He doesn't want the cold wind to come in. That's mutter to close your door. So the Mora Mamai de Potra Mutter, what's the Rai Al Mishnah Taka means Potra and Mutter even with Rabbonin? Like we said, Diktoni, because the Mishnah says Seifa. Lom is that Doima, the Mishnah says a Moshel. It's Doima le Noy les Beisai le Shermoy. That you have das to close your front door because it's cold. You don't want the cold wind to come in. So you're closing your door. But Yim says, Svi Shama Betoichoy. And it so happened to be that you didn't realize it, but there was a Tzvi that ran into the house before him, and by you closing the door now, that's not called the Maaseh Tzedem, because you could tie up to close the door for two reasons. He says, you have to have Kavonim. If you have Kavonim, you know the deer ran into your house, and you want to make a trap him in there, you can't get out, and you close the door by Kavonim to trap him, that's the Chiyuv and Tzedem. But here, where you don't know the deer came in, and you have a front door open, and you want to close the stam to keep the cold wind out, or to keep the gnovim out, how about the deer at smutter to close the door? That's not called the maaseh tzedem at all. That's called the maaseh closing the door, that's the hetedik maaseh. So that's the Mishnah's moshel to this second person, that when he sat down in front of the door was already blocked. So now when the first one goes away, the second one can still stay sitting there, because he's not doing a maaseh tzedem at all. That's not called tzedem. Even though the ma'aseh is stopping the deer from going out, that's not called the ma'aseh tzedem. But tzedem has to be, you're doing a ma'aseh of capturing him. Here you're not doing any ma'aseh. So more of a idach, what's another case that Shmuel says, that where it says, potter, it's even mutter, but the rabbans do it also. Hamafras mursa, somebody has a blister on his hand that has pus inside it. Hamafras mursa b'shabbos, so you bust open the pimple that has pus on Shabbos to get the pus out. So it depends. If you have kavona now to make a pair, to make a nice hole in this blister, to get the pus out, then takachai, it's even awesome in the raisa. Explain it to a binyan. You're like making a pesach to let the new ear come in, or let the old pus come out, that's zayma to a pesach, that's awesome. If your kavona is not to make a nice pesach, a nice door, a nice opening in the pimple, your kavona is just to get the lecha, to get the pus out. That's all. Then potter. That's potter. Is not nisa diraisa. You're not mechavim for the pesach. You're not making a hole, but terrors like a binyan. You're making a nice pesach, a nice door. You just want to get the pus out. That's mutter. For the Gemara Mamai, what's the raya, the potter mutter? Maybe a machfas mutter, it's potter, it's like all over. It's potter midiraisa, because you're not doing a malachim, but midirabonin is sasa, because it looks like you're doing a malachim. The tanan will bring a raya. That now we learn the Mishnah. Machet shel yad. If you find a machet, that's like a needle, that you could use it with your hand. Machet shel yad. Is lito bos hakoitz. You're allowed to use it to take out a koitz, take out a splinter. So mash mitzmutter mitchil to use it. So you're also, by taking out the same thing, taking out a splinter, taking out the pus, It's the same thing. Mashma Metchila, you're allowed to use it. See Rashi? Hamaf is a Rashi Mevakeya Mursa. You're like busting a pimple. Yeah. Im lasis lapir, if you have kavara now to make a nice opening in the pimple, trashi put the sefta toni hochi. Im la kolfa velasis lapir, if you have nice das to make a nice opening, kaderach shiroifim, the way the doctors do, shalachshav, oisin de mesakin la pesach. They do a nice way of cutting open the pimple to make a nice pesach. Then yechayiz trashi mishum boina, pesach. The new is a binyan, you're making a pesach, making a door by itself is called a binyan. So even though he's doing it to the person, it's also called a binyan. Oy mishur mesakin kli. But this trust only yosim with the rabbonim. It looks like you're being mesakin kli, like you're being mesakin this pimple. Mali lesakin maka, mali lesakin kli. It's the same svarim. Just like the rabbonim said, you're not allowed to be mesakin kli. If a kli is broken, you can't fix it on Shabbos. It's awesome with the rabbonim. Here also, if you have a pimple, and now you're going to fix it up, that's also awesome. The rabbon is doing it to mesakin kli. So that's only if you have kavona to do a type of a tikkun to make a nice opening there. Avim lohitzi leicha shalachshuv drashi v'yena choshishim im tachzor v'tistam yad. You only have kavona now to make a little like they put the needle through to let the pus come out. You don't care to make a nice opening. Nafkaminas drashi. What about next time? A nice opening means you want it to stay there to be a nice opening. That even if next time there'll be more pus there, it'll be able to come out. This chat is no. I have no kavona to make a nice opening. I just want this pus to get out. If right afterwards the opening closes, it's awesome, I don't care. So you're not mechavim to make any type of a tikkun here. So maybe it's mutter to do. Rashi potter and mutter. The ain't can tikkun. You're not being mesakin anything. You didn't do any tikkun. You just put a needle through the pimple to bust it open. There's no tikkun. For rabbanan nami legozabo shvus mishum tzara. In the case we have tzara, it's hurting you. So rabbanan did not put there is a shvus mishum tzara. If it's hurting you, then let you bust open the pimple to get the pus out. Rashi Machet Shoyad and tells for Shabbos. It's not muksa, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Why? What's the purpose of it? Usually a needle is only to sew, you're not allowed to sew on Shabbos. But if Shat is little by a cut, you can use it to take out the splinter. V'hainu dumi delecho. It's the same thing as you have pus. What's the difference? You want to take out pus out of the pimple, you want to take a splinter out of your hand. The mitzayr lay, the heter is, since you have tsar, the bonu will matter you. V'hainu choshishim yistu miyad. That's a needle that you use to sew the godim with. Says other things. So sack is open the door. Here's something about shoyad. You sew it. But avada, when you do this, you're not supposed to be mechavin, or it shouldn't be a secretion to let blood out. If you make, when you put the needle in, you besides the pus, the blood will come out also. That's Issim Shum Chabur. That will be awesome. So you have to only do it to take out a splinter on Shabbos, only mutter, where it won't be a obscuration, you're going to make it bleed. You have to be able to do that. It's possible for you to take it out without making yourself bleed. That even if it does bleed, you say, Nimaskavin, it's mutter. What? That the Mishun Tsara goes to the Rabbon. Right? This is the second case that's mutter, even with the Rabbon to do. What's the third case? So the Gemara of Yiduch, what's the last case? Hatzad nochosh b'Shabbos. Somebody goes to capture a snake on Shabbos. It depends. Im misasik boish lo yishchenu poter. If you're afraid the snake is coming to bite you, you don't want it to bite you, that's why you're capturing him, that's mutter. In the refuah chayiv. But if you're capturing the snake because you need the snake, the way the doctor said it, if you'll eat the snake, you do something with the snake, it'll heal you, so then it's chayiv. That's mama shemaisa tzedah. But if you don't do it mishem to capture to use it, you're just doing it that it shouldn't bite you. That's called the melacha shen tzrich legufa. That's only awesome with the rabbanon, and here the rabbanon will even make a metchila. But the more mamai, what's the right that the rabbanon said it's mutter metchila to do it? The potter and mutter, the tenan we learned before koyfin karal aner b'shvil shloitechas b'koyru. If you have a fire going up, you'll have to put a plate on top of the fire to stop it, that the fire should not burn the beams in the wall. So you're allowed to touch to stop the fire. For the outsoye shokotin, you're allowed to put also a plate on top of tsoye shmutz, a kid made on the floor. You're allowed to cover it up. For the akrov shlotishach, you're allowed to put a plate on top of the akrov, on top of the snake, that is a scorpion, that he shouldn't bite you. So you see, even though you're doing a Maisit Seder, you're like putting the plate on top of the snake, you're capturing him there, still it's mutter. Why? Because the actual ma'aseh tzeda, it's a melacha shem tzricha gufon. You don't want the tzeda, you're not going to use the snake. Tzeda alamoli, they used to capture the behemoth in the Mishkan to use it, the tchoshim, to use the skin. Here you're not going to use the snake. You only just want it shouldn't bite you. So it's only yosem of the rabbonim. And mishum tzara, that it shouldn't come to bite you, it's mutim etchila. You're allowed to take this kara and koif and put it on top of an akrob, shlo tishach. Rashi koif, Rashi kara shocheres. On earth the keli. Koif and lechatchili. You could put it on top of the snake metchila. Veloi sheyich besaner. Not, avad, you're not allowed to put a mamash on top of the fire to put out the fire. That would be an issa. V'yashmin and dol, the kli nito latzolas dove shen nito b'shabes. The Chiddush is you're allowed to touch the kli. I'm asked to save something that you can't touch on Shabbos. Al akrav shlatishuch. The avagad memela mitzit. Even though memela you're capturing the snake, the sawat. It's a mlocha shen tzrich legufon, and the mokum tzari hila gozal by rabbonin. And then next time you wouldn't be nagei amol on sukkis. You're in the sukkah and you have bees coming in the sukkah and you're afraid they'll sting you. You'll be allowed to capture them. You're allowed to make tzedim. If you're only capturing them today, they shouldn't bite you. That will be mutter. Hadron lechoyrik. So like the Mishnah. Shmoyne shrotzim ha'amurim ba'teira. There are 8 different shrotzim the Torah said, the Chumash says in Parshas Vayikra. Yeah. Is ha'tzodin. If somebody captures them on Shabbos, v'ha'choyvu b'hem, you make a chavola. That means you hit them, and the blood comes up to their skin. It's chayiv. You're chayiv a chavola. Veshar shkotzim r'moshim, other type of shkotzim r'moshim, is ha'choyvu b'hem, if somebody hits them on Shabbos, is potter. You know, there's no issa chavola by them. We'll soon see what the svar is. Mashenkin ha'tzodin, if you go to capture them, you go to capture any type of shkotzim r'moshim, you want to capture an ant, is litzorech chayiv. If you need it, it's for a purpose, you're going to use it, then yichayit, it's called a tzeda, you're capturing right now, and since it's a tzarech, it's called a mlocha tzvich l'guf, yichayit. Shlo le tzarech potter. But if you don't want this asheretz, it's just, you don't like the insect there, it bothers you, it gives you the creeps. You want to capture it, it shouldn't bother you, then it's potter. Midirais, it's mutter. So mlocha tzvich l'guf, that's only awesome with the rabbonim. V'yachayivu behen chayiv. No, I skip some. Yeah. Shlo tzarech is chayiv, shlo tzarech potter. If you capture him, shlo tzarech, you potter on shar, shkotzim remoshim. Chayiv yoif, what about a big behema, a chayiv and a knife and a bird, shebrishusoi, that's in your house, is a tzodin potter. If you go to capture them, now grab them on Shabbos, you potter. Because they're called dipsit from before Shabbos. They're inside your house, they're caught already. So if you go now on Shabbos inside the house to grab the chayiv, it's mutter. Who are then the yoif? Avivachayivu ben chayiv. If you make chavol, if you hit them on Shabbos, and the blood comes up to their skin, you're chayiv. Why? Because these have skin. Let's see Rashi now. Shmoy nishrotzim Rashi ha'cholid v'akru. Morin v'yikru, the posting of v'yikru. There it says, the eight of them is, ha'cholid is the weasel, akfur is the mouse, hatzov is the fernet, whatever that is, anok is a hedgehog, and a koyach is a chameleon, no? Haltor is a lizard, and achoymet is a snail, now tinshomis is a mole. That's what they say. Kitch Afghan, I saw some pictures of these. Different type of shrotzim. These are 8 shrotzim. Now, the Mishnah, we'll soon see, with the Tzashala, these have skin to them. The Chiddush is, Rav Yochanan Lis holds, these shmoyne shrotzim have skin on it. Hey, some mouse and a weasel have skin on it. Now, the Chiddush of Chavol is like this. Chavol are 2 types of Chavolas. Chavol means you punch somebody and blood comes out. If blood mamish comes out, then pshit yichayiv. On any type of an insect, you do. If you make the blood come out, yichayiv. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Then avada any one of the shrotzim, even not these 8 shrotzim, you also chayiv. If blood comes out. We're talking about that now, you hit him, and the blood comes to the top of the skin. That's where the blood goes to. That's all. The blood does not come out. On Shabbos, if you hit somebody, and the blood comes to the top of the skin, yichayiv mishum chabura. Even if the blood does not come out. And the reason is, because Vemison, he has skin, a man has skin over him. So when you hit him, the blood came to the top. That means that blood really should have come out of the body also. Just the skin is stopping it. But it means the blood left the circulation of the body, and it came to the top. That's called chavola. Chavola. Chavola means you take the blood out of the circulation of the body, and bring it like out, that it's not going to go back into the circulation again. So by a person, when you hit him and the blood comes, I'm not sure if it's black and blue. I'm all you see the blood mamash under the skin. It's not the red there. It's just not coming out. If the blood came to the top of the skin by not, then we say that blood really should have come out. It's not attached anymore to the body. Just the skin is stopping it. Now these shmoyne shrotzim, the mouse and the weasel and the fernet and the lizard and the snail and the mole, they have skin on them. So if you hit them and the blood comes to the top of the skin, we say the same thing. Really the blood is detached from its body. It should have come out. Now what stops it from coming out? The skin on it stops it. That's called the chavolum. Other shrotzim, we say the skin on them is so thin, it's not called skin. So if you hit it and the blood does not come out, it's no right the blood like it's detached from the body. We'll say fakir. Really the blood should have come out because the skin is nothing. What's stopping it from coming out? The pshat is it didn't leave the body yet. It's going to be chayzer right away. Even though the blood came to the top of the surface, that blood's going to go right back in again. That's not called the chavola. Because otherwise the blood should have come out. Because to have no skin on them to stop it. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. You make the type of a chavola that the blood does not come out of the body. If the blood comes out, then in any one of these shrots and anything about the chayavon, because that's called chavolo. Now we're talking about the blood did not leave the body. The blood only came to the top of the skin. Sifti shmoyne shrotzim that have skin on them, yichayiv. Because it's considered the blood came to the top and like left the body. Why doesn't it go out? The skin is stopping it. Other shrotzim, we can't say that's for other shrotzim, don't have any skin. If the blood is like leaving the body, it should have came out all the way. Since it didn't come out all the way, we say that the blood's going to go back again. That's not called a chavola. That's Pshat the Mishnah. These shmoyne shrotzim do have skins, but shash rotzim don't have skin. Mashenkin chayiv yoif, they avada have skin, so therefore chayiv ben is chayiv. If you hit your chayiv, or you hit the knife on Shabbos, and the blood comes to the top of the skin, and stays there, you chayiv on Shabbos, even though it doesn't come out. So the Gemara. Mi diktoni chayiv ben chayiv, since our Mishnah says, mashmoyne shrotzim, if you hit them, you chayiv, the blood comes to the skin, mechlaud islu or. We're talking about these shmoyne shrotzim have skin to it. And that's no hezbur. That what stopped the blood from going out? The skin. So really the blood should have left the circulation, just the skin is stopping it. Drashi, shmoyne shrotzim yesh lemoiris. O pligi, o polig ad rabonin. And they think it's a chand rabonin. The Yamri Boba writes the rabonin, the Masech Tachum, that says, ho anoko, v'ha koyach, v'ha to, v'ha choymet, oi resaye metama mechadoshim. They hold no, these shrotzim have no din skin, and the skin has the same din tumor like its basar. Al mahani yabo les luor. And the chum hold by a sherwit talachar is any one of these eight things, when they're dead, if you touch the meat of it, it's matamiyu. If you touch a dead weasel, a dead mouse, a dead ferment, a dead lizard, that's called the shmoneh shrotzim, it's matamiyu. Let's say though you take off the skin and you only touch the skin. It's the machlekes if the skin has the shame or not. Skin is not tummy by the sherets. Torah is only matam of the boser itself. The Chacham though say four of these shrotzim, the skin doesn't have a din skin. The skin is like the meat, and therefore if you touch the skin, it's also matam of you. So the Gemara. V'netoni yachoy v'bem chayim nechal dis luor. Man tan who's our tanam? Or mashmo Reb Yechon ben Uri. Goes according to Reb Yechon ben Uri. Tetznan. Reb Yechon ben Uri yoymer. Shmoy ne shrotzim yesh lemoiris. These all eight shrotzim have or. Nafkamina, if you touch the skin of a dead weasel or dead mouse, it's not matamiyu. Because the skin is not basar, and the skin has no tumah sheretz. Tumah sheretz is only on the meat of the sheretz. If you have a dead mouse, a dead weasel, you touch it, it's matamiyu. You touch just the skin, according to Reb Yechon's Torah. So our Mishnah holds that has skin, dishmanish shrotzim, go according to Reb Yechon and Manuri. But the Rabbanon there, the things that can say no. The Rabbanon say on four of these, if you touch the skin, it's also matamiyu. Why? Because the skin of a lizard is like the lizard itself, it's like the basar. So you see, it doesn't have a shame skin. So Zayal Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbanon. Because according to the Rabbanon, since the skin is like the meat, so why are you chayvul? And the blood comes to the top of your chayiv, which is say your potter, we say that blood is going to go back into lizard's circulation. Because if it's not going to go back, it should have came out. The skin is not there to stop it. So the Gemara, Rabba Baravuna Rama Rav, no. He says the name of Rav, Afil Tema Rabbonin. I'll tell you, Shabbos is different than Hilchos Tumah. Even though the Rabbonin say by Tumah, four of these do not have skin, but for Shabbos, the Rabbonin are more than have a thin skin. At Kan Le Pulag Rabbonin Le Rab Yechon and Benuri El Linyin Tumah. only by tumah does the Rabbanan say that the haltor and the koyach, their skin is metama. Why? For a posik. Dirsiv eila hatumeyim lochem. An extra posik hatumeyim, an extra hey. Le rabbis sheroisein kipsorim. Now, whatever it says in that posik, the four shrotzim that it says in that posik is saying a chiddush. That even though they have a din skin, the geit is Shabbos, of a fatuma, the Torah says the skin of a lizard is like the meat of the lizard. Just like if you touch a dead lizard, it's matamayu. You touch the skin of a lizard, also it's matamayu. But not the pshat, it's not called skin. It does have a din skin on it. Just vilchus tuma, it's not matamayu. Our linyan Shabbos of the Gemara, our filu rabbanu moida. That linyan Shabbos, the skin is called skin. Therefore, it's good our Mishnah. If you hit the lizard on Shabbos and the blood comes up to the skin, so we say yichayiv, because that blood like left the circulation. I, why didn't it come out of the lizard? Because the skin is stopping it. So Drashi, Eilu hatumeyim, Bosar v'hanoka v'yakoyach, after that posik, Ksiv, it says hatumeyim. V'dashinen hei yisayr, an extra hei, the hatumeyim, l'rabbi is to tell us a chiddush, r'seyim kipsorim, that the aura of the lizard has it in like its bosar. Oksiv Eilu, l'mutei hanech t'kro kama, ha'choylet v'akfor v'yatsov. Hey, only the second posik has the din, the skin of them is like the meat, timetamayum. But the first posik, the weasel and the mouse and the ferment, those skins is not kipson, even according to Rabbonim. Even Rabbonim amoydu. The skin of a weasel is not metamayum. Yeah. So who are the more to say, our Mishnah can't go to Rabbonim? And the Gemara, no. Even Rabbonim amoydu, the Eshlemor. Even Rabbonim also amoydu, they have a din skin on it. Skin they have. Just for Hilchas Tumah, there's a Gezeras HaKosev, that skin is tummy. So the Gemara name, for the Gemara, Ulinyin Shabbos LePligi, where's the Kashna on Rav? How do you, Rav, say our Mishnah goes even according to Rabbonin? To Rabbonin, don't think the Ulinyin Tumah, but your Tanya wrote to a Ferish of Raisa. Ha Tzad Echad Mishmein HaShrotzen. Somebody captures one of the Shmein HaShrotzen. So that the Mishnah says, if he needs it, he's going to use them, he's Chayif Etzayda. But now the Raisa goes into Chabolah. But if you go to hit them, you hit one of these shrotzim. Hatzarach meshmar shrotzim momatoyra. Hachoyvu behen. If you hit them now, chayiv. Divi Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri. Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri, that's good. He holds this cold skin that for tumah, if you touch the weasel, the skin is not metamayu, because it's not called boss, it's called skin. Who would then chavolam on Shabbos? If you hit a weasel and the blood comes to its skin, you'll be chayiv. Of a chom moim and a chom say, ain or elo lama she monuch achomim.